Okay, we continue the Rambam. We're in the third chapter of Hilchos Bechoros. We're now going to be discussing, we just mentioned briefly, that if you have a suspected blemish, you have to show it to an expert. So now we're going to discuss various laws about the expert and how he checks and etc., etc. First rule. If you want to shecht the bechor, meaning because there's a blemish, and you want to shecht it, now when we have a beis hamikdash, and therefore the blemish means it can't be brought as a korban, and now with the blemish you could shecht it as chulin, or when we don't have a beis hamikdash, and you're waiting for the blemish to come, and now we can shecht it as chulin, you can't do it, ela al pi mumcha. It's got to be a mumcha that next will be described in a moment. That the Nasi specifically gave him permission for Omar Lo, and he said, just like we know, for example, if you want to have smicha in areas of kashrus, they say, Yora, Yora. You can give rulings on Yoradeo, or Yodin, Yodin. So the same thing you can say now, Hater Bechoras Bemuma, and I give you permission to permit firstborns with their blemishes. He has to get that certification, documentation, whatever. You're certified by the Nasi that you can check blemishes for animals, which is a big thing because now the Kedusha goes off the behemoth. Mm-hmm. When the blemish comes, you now are something that had to be shechted on the Mizbeach now can be taken out. That's a very big thing that we're releasing a kores potential. That's a serious thing. So you got to be an expert trained, etc., to have permission. That just like, for example, you want to give knas, you want to get smicha, you have to have special permission. Then you can give knas or lashes or things like that. You need special validation.
So if you have this, therefore you would think that as a safeguard that nobody can go without checking it out.
Without going to the mumcha.
Right. Nobody can go, no matter how obvious.
That's right. Now, look how far this goes. It's a huge, obvious, they don't even ask a shayla. Its foot got chopped off, top to the top. That's without a question. Any 5-year-old knows it's a mum. Still, doesn't matter. Lo yatiru, you cannot shech this animal as chulin. Ella mumcha shenatal reshus. If you go to the expert who gives you permission, it's like so clear. It doesn't matter, okay? And because obviously, you know what's going to happen?
Yeah.
Where do you draw the line?
It's a slippery slope.
It's a slippery slope.
Unless everyone goes, it's a slippery slope.
Oh, this is obvious. It's such an obvious. What's so obvious? Just see a little split on. Oh no, that's so obvious.
Come on.
You know, hands off. Nobody can make any decisions except the mumcha under any circumstance, except for one thing. B'chol ha-b'choros, every b'chor, Adam Roya, the mumcha is the one who sees it to permit it, chutz mi-b'chor yasu, except for the mumcha's own b'chor.
There's a little bit of bias there.
Even though, which is really fascinating over there, you see. It's interesting, even though we're not, remember we said we wouldn't suspect Kohanim for shechting shchut echutz, we learned that yesterday, we wouldn't have the coin lie. Remember, it's if it's he testifies, this is a mum that is a mum that I know is a mum, right? And we said, well, he wouldn't lie about that. He's probably if somebody told him this is the mum that's right. But that's an Isser Kares. He wouldn't do that. But here he may think it's okay, right? He thinks, well, it looks like it's okay. So he's that ready. We're afraid you can rationalize, right? Yeah. So therefore, we're not allowed to, because after all, a kohen has to do extra work if it doesn't have a mum. He has to take care of the animal. So even if he's an expert, and he's with sumas, but you know, everyone is partial to their own self, so there's nothing to talk about. So mumcha cannot do for himself, obviously. Now, base. Now the question is, what if you ain't got a mumcha around? Then what do you do?
In
your locale, there's not one for 500 miles.
Is Israel that big?
Whatever. You just can't get to one.
Okay.
All right? How about today? Today, is there a mumcha? Anyway, imein shamumcha v'haya mum min hamumim hagluim hamuvakim. There's no mumcha around, but this is a blemish that's an obvious and definite one. It's a no-brainer. Keep going, for example, shenismas, you know, the eye's been gouged out. Onik teyarda, the foreleg's been chopped off. Onish baragu, the back leg is broken. Harezi yushacha, you may shecht al pishlosha b'nei knesses, through three that we will define as solid members of the community. They're not mumchim, but they're good, law-abiding Jewish people. We can trust them. They're yeshiva people. The biggest expert, not, but remember, we're talking about something that's an obvious one here. We're not talking about something that's... So, and they have impeccable character, this and that. Okay, that's allowed. Okay? Similarly, v'chein b'chor sheyotza l'chutz l'aretz. Let's say it's a b'chor that's not in the land of Eretz Yisrael. And when you're outside of Eretz Yisrael, you can't get any mumchas from the Nasi. Just like we don't give smicha outside of Eretz Yisrael. So there's like always never a mumcha when you're a chutzar. There never is a mumcha. Same thing. And there's a clear, obvious blemish in that situation as well. You can also have three credible people, solid members of the community, can do that.
So what do you do outside of Eretz Yisrael if it's not there?
Oh, that's a problem. So you're not going to be able to do it.
Wait till you get a clear one?
Well, there may not ever be
one. Yeah, you'd have to wait for a clear one.
And there may not ever be one.
Could be a problem. But you got to have. Got to have a muvak. It's got to be a muvak. Okay? Next, halacha gimel. Now, here's a very interesting scenario over here. There is other types of suspicions we can have over here. Even if a mumcha is 100% a good mumcha, however, he can only render a decision. Now, usually it's a Yisrael who's going to bring the animal. It could be a kohen. But if a Yisrael alone goes to a mumcha and asks him to render it, the mumcha is not allowed to render any decision. We'll see why in a minute. The only way he could do it is there's a kohen right next door, which means, based on my decision, let's say it's a mum,
it's going to have a consequence.
It's going to go right to the kohen, right? And it's not going to be something else that we're suspicious of. Remember, we've already said we're suspicious that a kohen, for example, will put a blemish on something. Remember? We're suspicious of that. Unless we know otherwise, we assume that. We assume the Israelites are not going to be suspected for putting a blemish, but maybe they're suspected for other things. And this is what we're worried about, and this is the situation. Ein roinas abachor liyisrael atche kain imo. We don't have a blemish inspected by a mumcha when an Israelite comes, unless there's a kohen next to him. Why? If there's no kohen next to him, what will happen? Shema yomer lo mumcha. Maybe the mumcha will say, mumhu, this is a bona fide mum, umutter lishol, and this animal can now be shechted. Now what's supposed to happen next? What should be happening?
The kohen should shecht it.
Yeah. It's just the Yisrael there.
Oh, he's got to look to the coin.
So the Yisrael should say, oh, go to the coin and say, Mr. Coin, I just went to the mumcha. He says it's got a blemish. Here, you could shecht, you don't have to take through shalim. Everything's fine. But this, we will suspect the Yisrael. Once we've told him that it's a mum, and now it's not Kodesh anymore, and it doesn't have to be brought in the Mesamigdash anymore. There's no Shkutechus.
So this could be worth money.
No Yisr Kares.
This could be worth money to the Kohen.
V'yelech v'yishchata. So the Yisrael will just shecht it himself. V'lo yitan, won't even give it to the Kohen.
What?
He won't get Kohen.
Right?
Why would he do that?
Because why not? Because there's no Kares anymore. Right? And there's no one will know the difference. Nobody knows. Who knows I got a bechor? Well, of course God, but we don't want that to happen. Because even though no Jew, respectable Jew would dare eat kachin shebechutz, if the guy says, I'm sorry, it's not a mum, the Yisrael is not good. That comes with a kares, right? And the fact is he's gone and asked the mumcha. Listen, if you're such a terrible Jew, what are you asking the mumcha for? Just shecht it. No Jew's going to fool around with kares. I don't know. Is it a mum, not a mum? If it isn't a mum, I can't shecht it. If I do, I'm going to get kares. But once the kohen gives him the mumcha gives him the go-ahead, now you don't know what's going to happen. when you send it to the mumcha.
Oh.
You don't know if it's going to be mum or not mum.
But you're not the expert.
So we got, I know, but we got to make a rule to avoid any problems. Because if the kohen says there's no mum, the Yisrael is not going to turn around and shout. But we don't know what the mumcha is going to say, because the Yisrael doesn't know what's going on. So therefore, but although they are not choshud to eat kachem b'chutz, because it comes with kareis, clearly you won't. But choshud olig, so matnas kum, but we suspect them to steal from the kohanim. It's just stealing. It's not such a bad avera. It doesn't come with kareis. Therefore, lefika, therefore, im haya chacham, if the, now here's an interesting one. What if the Yisrael is a chacham, v'yadua, what's going on here now? V'yadua shu medaktik al atzmo. What if the Yisrael who goes to him, you know he's a really frummy. He's medaktik in mitzvahs. He always davens for the first mana kriyishma. He always davens at nates. You know that the Jew is very particular about his mitzvah observance. No question about it. Then Rohan Lo, you could show it to the mumcha, even if the coin is not there, because that would witness up. The guy's so frummy, does all these things. He buys $60 a pound matzahs for Pesach. I mean, with all the hidurim and everything. And you see, he davens a long Shmoneh Esrei. He's like, Mamish, he doesn't work Fridays because he wants to take in the Shabbos properly. So a guy like that, like, he ain't gonna do that. If his spiritual profile shows it, so then that's not a problem. Or there could be certain situations that show us that the profile is that. How about like this? Haya hamum golui lakol. Let's say it's a real overt and obvious blemish. But we said you got to still show it to the mumcha, right? You got to. Kugon shenik the yad arayah. Let's say the foreleg or the back leg's chopped off. And now Yisrael, who we don't know yet for sure, he's so particular in his misadventures, but he's coming with an obvious, clear mum. And take the mumcha. Does he have to have a koi next to him then?
No, because he could have kept it himself.
No, because then it certainly is a mum.
It's obvious to everybody.
And he could have kept it himself. So why is he showing it? Why is he showing? If he wanted to keep it for himself, he wouldn't bother to show it to anybody. He'll tell himself it's for sure is. It's only like we're saying, the rabbi's saying, well, you got to go to him. But he didn't have to.
Right.
So, since he already brought it to Chachamim, so you see, he does do what he's supposed to do. We can be sure that, although we don't know anything else about the guy, unless he's a stranger. But he came to a mumcha, even though it's an obvious thing, so we know he must be very particular. He doesn't want to go over an iser kal, such a light, it really is a light avera, to not show a mumcha, an obvious mumcha, because it clearly is not kachim anymore. So lefikach royin lo'afel pishim kov, then we can show it to him, there's no coin, because the situation tells us how obvious it is that he's not going to make a problem. Okay, now, how about the guy really was very anxious? What are you supposed to do? He's supposed to wait for the mum, show it to the mumcha. Mumcha says, okay, it's a mum, and now you can shecht it. What if the guy shechts it, has a mum, but first he shechts it, and then he shows it to the mum? Okay, a shaykh it is a bechor. Guy shechts the bechor. Doesn't matter. Coin shechts, Yisrael shechts. Yisrael could shecht it and give to the bechor. Remember, the coin's not getting point. More than a shechted animal anyway.
Doesn't matter if
he shechts. Right? If it's a mum, so he wants to save the coin that says he shechted. If you bring a coin of freshly shechted bechor, he's pretty happy with it too.
He's real happy.
So let's say the guy shechts the bechor, and then he says, oh, you know what, let me show it to the mumcha. Even it's a clear outline, the leg's been chopped off. Like, there's no shayla. It obviously was chopped off before. You could tell, right?
Yeah.
It's not a mum that would change from before or after the killing. Some mumim could change with just a little moment. But it's for sure, like, if he shechted it, and you see the mum, well, that mum must have been there before the shechita, and for sure would have been okay. Let's say the foreleg or back leg's been chopped off. Since you had the audacity to shecht it without showing it to the mumcha, even though we know it's 100% not kachim anymore, you may not eat this animal. It's a rabbinic knas. And therefore, what do you do? The cover kibachor shemes. You bury it like a bechor that would die by itself. Also, that's an avela. Okay, kutchim yisbech or kutchim ben akabayis, an animal just dies. What happens when an animal just dies? It's kutchim. You bury it. So it's a rabbinic decree. According to the Torah, you don't have to do this at all. According to the Torah, it was a valid shechita, really, and you could eat it. But we don't want people not showing to the mumcha.
Yeah.
So the fine is stiff. You lose the animal. Period. It doesn't. We don't want people to start cheating on this law. It's a slippery.
No, give it to Kohen.
It doesn't matter. Maybe it's a coin. It doesn't. We don't want people to do any of these things.
The coin loses out as a result of the Yisrael doing this.
Fine. So guess what? No need for him to do it.
Could be the coin doing this.
Or could be the coins doing it. Whatever. In other words, we must keep the integrity of the system. The integrity of the system is such that you can't touch this animal unless a mumcha tells you, or if it's so obvious, you at least went to three people. There's got to be some standards. If you break the standard, we're fierce on the retribution. And you know that in advance, no one's going to fool around with this situation.
So there's no benefit.
That's it.
It's buried. You can't do anything with
it. You bury it, and that's it. And now the next time, and now when people learn the Rambam in school, and now you have an animal, you say, well, let me shecht and ask. Oh, I'm going to have to burn, so it's going to have to be buried. So what? Yeah, just don't mess around. And that way you preserve the integrity of the system. You're not going to have people abuse it. You can see how it can get abused very easily. Well, I didn't have to show it was an obvious one, and then the obvious one does have to get a little less obvious, yeah. So it's totally not obvious. And then you're going to allow, shchute chutz and get karet. We're dealing with a karet's punishment over here. So even though in this particular situation it's not going to be, but once you give them an inch, they take a mile.
Yeah.
So now even if he shows you afterwards to the mumcha, I can definitely validate that this was a mum before you shecht. It doesn't matter. Game over. Okay. Now, this becomes really interesting. There is a certain mum that if an animal has one testicle, even though he has two sacs, but one testicle, that's a mum, and it's out. And then you can shecht it.
That's only with the males.
Well, remember, Bechor is only a male.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, but there's ways of checking to know if it's actually so.
Oh.
And you have to go through a process to be 100% sure that it only has one testicle. Because it could appear sometimes to have one testicle,
but
it's been retracted, and it's
retracted.
There, and just with a little bit of massaging,
it can be
put right back into its place. And then there was no mum. So the question is, what if we have such as two scenarios in that area? Hey, Bechor Shahaisalo Beya Achas, the animal has only one testicle, Ushne Kisim, but two sacks. Now, if that would be the end result, it's a mum.
Forget it.
Finished. But it's not such a clear mum. It's not so obvious. Why? What happens? Now, what is a good mumcha going to do? He's going to do the full inspection to determine there isn't a hiding, retracted. Testicle.
It's higher up in the
so ubatcha mumcha, the mumcha checked it, and he did it exactly the way the book says to do it. For shivu al haruguzo, he has the animal sit on the back of its spine, umiakko, and he squeezes and massages that area because perhaps he can pull down the testicle. Oh. So he gives it the full massaging.
The
lo yatsa special, the second testicle didn't come. The mumcha did everything he's supposed to do. He did it exactly by the book. He says, must be, there's not a second testicle, and therefore the animal has a mum, you're free to shecht it. Good. So now what happened? Ve'tira ha-mumcha. The mumcha says, you can do it. Now, Venish, if they shecht it, when you shecht it, now you start cleaning it out, and you open it up, and split the gut open and everything, and whoop-de-doo, ve'nimtza shnia dvukus. You see, the second one was really retracted so far. It was stuck to the higher intestines, and so to speak, the mumcha, through no fault of his own, he did
the whole thing.
He didn't come to the correct decision, but not because of any negligence.
So, is it after this they get out?
The halacha is harezem mutar. You may eat the animal because hoil umiacho. Since the expert did exactly what he was supposed to do, and he paskined it's a mum, even though it really isn't a mum, Hashem says he did what he did, and that's it. And therefore, we accept. That's an unbelievable chiddush. You know, we could say, well, sorry, animal did have a mum, and it didn't have a mum, and we shechted it prematurely, and
No one would say, since it was so attracted, it wasn't, that's not a mum, just the fact that it was...
No, it's not. Avol.
So, it's off topic, but it's the same thing. I know you won't let. The woman says her husband is dead, and he's gone to a faraway country, and they give her a get.
But that's Aishas Ish.
I know, but you know, it's an honest mistake.
I understand, but it's unfortunate. What can I tell you? But here, it's only a kashrus issue. So Hashem can, you know, deal with that in any way he wants to. There is a big difference in Aishas Ish and kashrus. I think you could hear the difference. Anyway, good question, but you're right, it's off topic. But what if the mumcha, he didn't massage it. He really was derelict in his duty. Even though the mumcha is the one who checked, and it was checked with his permission. And let's even say more. Let's say more. And even later on, and then later you find the second testicle. Then harezi you cover. Then you bury it. Why? Because that you were negligent. Yeah. And you were negligent, and there was a second one, you shouldn't have shechted it. But how about this? They don't say it. But what if there was no second testicle? Then it really is a mum, and then you could eat it. Because at the end of the day, it was the mum, who was negligent in that.
So this is a machlokas in the Mishnah.
Whatever, but that's the way the Rambam paskets.
I see that.
Okay. Now, here's an interesting situation. We're going to talk about an impersonator.
Well, that's a real financial burden on some people.
Not really, because remember, the owner doesn't get to keep it anyway. It's only a question if the coin gets the win.
He has to go and get another one, right?
No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
A bechor is a bechor.
That's it. Once that one's
the Yisrael never gets it. So the question is, the Kohen luck out?
Right.
Yeah, and there's lots of Kohanim, so many Kohanim are not going to get. Only one is going to get it. So he didn't get it. That's all. There's no loss to Yisrael.
And there's no loss
to Yisrael.
It's
just the Kohen, instead of getting a profit or something, he doesn't get any. That's all. Okay, the next case is going to be speaking when there is a Beis HaMikdash and we're near Yisrael. That's going to be the case here. And we're going to talk about a mumcha who's impersonating. He's a charlatan. He claims he's a mumcha, but he's not a mumcha. And we find out that he makes mistakes after the fact. Okay, mi she'ena mumcha, a guy who's checking, he's not a mumcha, but he's impersonating as a mumcha. Yisrael thinks, he put up a sign, he says mumcha.
The Nasi agrees.
He says, you know, what is it? You know, he has a sign on the thing.
Nasi certified.
That says, that says, what, busser, busser, instead of busser, kusher.
Yeah, busser, busser.
You know?
The old signs here.
It's supposed to say busser, kusher.
Or just say basar. People
but they say, oh, it's in Hebrew, it must be good. So, you know, these are signs, busser, busser. And an unsuspecting Jew thinks it's busser, kusher. So anyway, the guy puts up a sign, expert, mumcha, I could check. I got all the haskamas of this and that. Charlatan, 100%. Okay. For us, Abachor. So the unsuspecting Jew goes and brings it to him. And the guy says, oh, that's a baal mum, for sure. You can shecht it wherever you want. Now remember, this was in Eretz Yisrael.
Oh boy.
Right? You could shecht it wherever you want. And v'nishchak alpiv. And it was shechted by him, based on what he said. Now, here's what we have to add in between the lines. Regardless if it really was a mum or not, you have to add in between the lines.
Okay.
So even if it was a mum, whatever. Harei zeyi kaver, the animal is buried, done. And not only that, Vishali Beso, the charlatan, has to pay out of pocket for this animal that he rendered on.
How do you find this out before it's eaten?
I don't know if you do.
If you do. What's the odds?
That, I don't know. I'm just telling you what
the law
is. If we catch the guy, okay, and it should be buried. Now, if we didn't bury it, I don't know. If you know, if it was eaten, Rambam doesn't say what the halacha is.
Yeah,
but clearly, this is to discourage the charlatans because you got nothing to gain by this. You have everything to lose, right? Now, here's an interesting question: but how much does he pay? you'd figure, I don't know what the shayla is. You'd pay the whole value of the animal. You know, obviously, if we caught him before we're eating anything. You see, that's not going to be the answer.
Okay.
It depends if it's a shepsel, a small animal, or a cow, a big animal, bull. Revia ladaka, you pay only a quarter of the value for a small sheep, smaller animal. Umechsa lagasa, and half the value for a bigger animal. Aye, the Rambam asks it straight out. Umipne ma lo yishankov, why aren't you paying the full value? After all, we've buried the whole thing. Why aren't you paying the full value? So Rambam's going to say, one of them has one reason, one of them has two reasons, and that's why one carries a stiffer penalty. First of all, usually what's going on is, you know, generally speaking, if you've been waiting quite a while to get this animal slaughtered, really should get this thing slaughtered very quickly. So the first point is, mipnei shekonsu es baal behema kideu shelo yashena. We're fining the baal behema that he shouldn't let it sit around so long. And that's why you only pay half, because really, you had it, remember, this was a tam, right? And usually, you know, you should be getting rid of these animals pretty quickly. Remember, there's a base on Migdash, you don't let them hang around very long. You have to keep them 50 and 80 days. That's it. And usually they don't get a blemish that fast. So if you're asking about a blemish, generally speaking, it's because you've let it hang around a little bit too long. And we fine you for just letting it hang around a little bit too long. So that goes for everybody, and that area reduces the payment by half. In other words, why are we doing that? Because we're now penalizing the owners that they shouldn't delay bringing it to be checked out if it has a mum or not. Now, for the behema daka, we levy a second fine to reduce it down to a quarter, because what's happening now, these are small animals that you're letting them hang around a long time. You're letting them graze in the land of Israel. And one of the rules Yeshua made is we don't raise sheep in Israel. You breed them to shech them right away as korbanos, but you don't breed them to graze. And if the guy's waited so long, he's keeping a sheep in Israel for a long time, so therefore we don't want that to happen. And therefore, v'lo yigadol behema daka b'Eretz Yisrael, and you shouldn't raise a sheep in Eretz Yisrael. And that's why you're paying the quarter. In other words, you're fining for both of them a half. That's why it's a bigger fine. So the fine half because you delayed in bringing the animal when it was not with a mum. And now the secondary knas for keeping a behema daka a longer time because you're not supposed to keep them growing
so
in Eretz Yisrael
as
well.
Why did he say here, revi ledaka umachatz legasa?
That's what I'm saying. Who are you penalizing? Not the charlatan, the owner who himself has been negligent.
Right.
Like you would want to say, the guy has to pay the full amount to the owner, okay? Because the owner now
right,
at least,
okay, so you pay him less.
So now we're punishing the charlatan. But on the same hand, the Jew who waited so long hasn't done something good either.
Right.
So generally we say, okay, he just pays half. So the charlatan loses half, and the owner loses half. Everybody gets punished. But if it's a behemoth daka, the owner's done a second bad thing by keeping a behemoth dama growing. So now we cut it down. But still, the charlatan should be punished to a certain degree for keeping it that way.
Okay.
We will see tomorrow if you can take payment. If the mumche is allowed to take payment for checking out this animal.
Oh,
and...